USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued three executive orders on Friday that outline how the state will reopen amid the coronavirus pandemic. The governor says the state will reopen in phases, and according to Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, that's exactly what the White House is hoping for.
The president was clear yesterday on the phone call with governors, and I was on this call, that we are not going to tell these states they're open. It's got to be at a comfort level with the governors, with their health care systems and their public health systems, and with the people of their state.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News and Politico, is reporting there has been some movement on a deal to refill the Paycheck Protection Program. The deal looks like it will be for around $250 billion and will include the money the Democrats have been asking for hospitals, to the tune of $75 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling COVID-19 testing mayhem. He's calling on the federal government to step up and lead the coordinated effort.
The federal government cannot wipe their hands of this and say, oh, the states are responsible for testing. We cannot do it. We cannot do it without federal help.
Severe storms, again, a threat for a part of the country that was just hit by storms last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Millions across the deep southern United States are bracing for more severe weather this weekend. Parts of that region still cleaning up from last weekend's tornado outbreak, which caused damage from Texas to the Carolinas. Now heavy thunderstorms, packing hail, high wind, and possible tornadoes are expected all along the Gulf Coast right through the weekend.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. is retired, but he's never been one to sit on the sidelines. Ripken has an important message he wants to get out. He started the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, which has established programs, built fields to give kids in underserved communities a safe place to play and learn about baseball. Now Ripken is shifting that focus to help families in need. He joins Fox News and explains.
Well, our foundation has built a wonderful infrastructure, as you know, Brian, all across the country. We're a national foundation. We serve a lot of those communities. We've built fields. We've put programming in there. So we know the issue of food insecurity in normal times. And our foundation just sat around and said, okay, we're not going to sit around and just wait till all this is over. Let's shift our focus temporarily. Let's focus on the immediate problem, and let's put our infrastructure to work. We've energized our sponsors. We've energized the people around. I use it as an opportunity to get on social media, because there is a power of social media to ask for help. And if you look at it this way, $1 given is 10 meals distributed. So you can immediately see the effect that $5 or $10 will have on these kids in these communities and families.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com, or by all means check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.